You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, everybody. Today's meditation is based on Psalm 32, verses 1 through 5. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. We could title today's meditation as the contrast between the burden of silence and the joy of confession. I recently finished reading the classic Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky. As many as you know, it talks about a crime and a punishment. Surprise. The most impressive part of the drama and tragedy for me is the fact that this criminal is leading a life of suffering and anguish because he has kept silent of his deed. He is finally freed when he confesses and is sent off to Siberia to serve his time in jail. What happens when we do not confess our sin? What happens when we keep it in darkness and in silence? Our body and our soul suffers. We are filled with anguish. What happens when we confess our sins, when we bring it out into the light, and when we speak of it clearly and plainly? We are forgiven. We are cured. We are freed. We are restored. We become reconciled by the one who forgives us and is always quick to forgive and restore. What obstacles do we identify in the way of repentance and confession? Is it shame? Is it pride? How can we surpass these things that hinder us? I suggest three things. Number one, trust in God. Number two, humility. And number three, courage. In verse 5, it says the psalmist makes a vow to himself. I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. That vow is filled with these three things. Trust in the Lord, humility, and courage. Those are the key ingredients to come before the Lord and confess. Let us trust in Him who is capable of forgiving and restoring. Let us be smart and wise to share in the blessings of the psalmist who rejoices in acknowledging his sin, knowing that the only one capable of healing our wounds is the very one specialized in foul wounds, our mighty Lord and healer.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.